Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
My mother said that she wished her daughters had not been politicians. She wished they'd been disco dancers.
Are you serious?
Yes.
If Janet Reno's mother had her way, it turns out the Saturday Night Live sketch, Janet Reno's Dance Party, wouldn't have been far off. But now, there's another connection between the former U.S. Attorney General and music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. As the first and only female U.S. Attorney General, Janet Reno has a legal and political legacy firmly in place. But she's now branched out musically with the new compilation, Song of America. Her love of music and American history helped initiate the project, which collects centuries worth of songs performed by artists from the Blind Boys of Alabama to Martha Wainwright. Bringing the project to life is a relative of Reno's with the same passion for history and music, songwriter Ed Peterson. And FUV's Julianne Welby sat down with both of them to learn the hows, whys, and sounds of Song of America.
Ed was visiting me in Washington. He is married to my niece, and Ed started to play some songs that he had written, telling a story of the country's development, a part of it. And I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if he could write a Song of America and tell the history of America in song so that it could be used in classrooms across the country to give children an inspiration that music can only provide and give them a sense of the continuity of this great nation and its milestones in development.
And here you're trying to tell the story of America from 1492 to pretty much the present. That's a pretty big undertaking, isn't it?
It's a big undertaking, and Ed will tell you that he worked with Dean Root at the University of Pittsburgh, who has a collection of over 600 pieces that could be included, and they had to winnow it down from 700 to 50.
The song that really triggered this whole collection for me was Peg and All, because it was a Pete Seeger song as I knew it. You know, that's how I learned it. And it had been a song that had stuck with me since kindergarten. And to hear that Pete Seeger had, you know, stayed with the Reno family when he was in Miami and blacklisted at that time in his career, that was really the trigger point for me for the whole collection.
In the days of 1801, pegging on. In the days of 1801, pegging on. In the days of 1801, pegging shoes is all I've done. Hand me down my pegs and all. Hand me down my pegs and all.
Other than Peg and All, Thousands Are Sailing to America by Tim O'Brien. That's another one that just is the epitome of the whole project in one song. How Do You Keep Him Down on the Farm by Andrew Bird was just, he remade that song. Streets of Philadelphia, Betty Levette's version. And that was the other beautiful, beautiful thing that the artist did for us is they transformed these songs. They didn't stick necessarily to the original arrangements. They took them into a whole new stratosphere where it's really a whole new identity for them as well as for the project.
I was bruised and battered. Couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable, even to myself. Saw my reflection in a window. I didn't know my own face. Oh, brother, you're gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia.
When I first heard about this project, the phrase came to mind, Janet Reno's mixtape. Do you think of it like that at all?
I heard the expression mixtape the other day from a reporter, and yes, it could qualify.
Do you think music played any role in your career path?
Not my legal path, but music has been absolutely key for me. To be working on a Saturday afternoon and just feel burnout. Take your favorite new record, put it on, and suddenly the world changes, and you can solve the problems you've been wasting time fiddling with, because the music gives a direction, and a meaning to what you're doing.
Come, senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt, or he who has stalled. The battle outside is raging. We'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
The Del McCurry Band and the Times They Are a-Changing, part of the new compilation, Song of America, curated by Janet Reno and Ed Peterson. Visit our online archives for more exclusive interviews at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.